Census Stats NZ, New Zealand Census of Population and Dwellings, Dwelling Form, Tuesday 7th March 2023. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand Government, and the logo of the 2023 Census Stats NZ, Tato Tato, All of Us Count. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on 16 January 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. Stats NZ has amended the text of the original print document for the production of the audio and braille formats. End of producer's note, completing census forms is required by law. A dwelling form must be filled in for this dwelling for the night of Tuesday 7th March 2023. The information you provide will be kept confidential by Stats NZ and is protected by the Data and Statistics Act 2022, print in capitals. Question 1. Question 1 asks, print the full address of this dwelling. Give all of these, if possible. Text boxes are provided for street number, flat number, street name, suburb or rural locality, city, town or district. Question 2. Question 2 asks, including yourself, how many people are staying the night of Tuesday 7th March 2023 here in this dwelling? Count everyone, including yourself, babies, children, and visitors, spending the night of Tuesday 7th March 2023 here. Response is two blank boxes to write in number of people, followed by the words number of people. Question 3. Question 3 asks, mark one space to show which of the following best describes this dwelling. Mark your answer like this, followed by an image of a circle with a horizontal line through it. Response options are house, townhouse, unit, apartment, mobile dwelling, for example caravan, boat, tent, go to 6, other. Please print the type of dwelling below, free text box for response. Question 4. Question 4 asks, is this dwelling joined to any other dwelling, shop or business? A joined dwelling shares at least one wall, ceiling or floor with another dwelling, shop or business, or is attached to another dwelling by a garage. Response options are yes, no. Question 5. Question 5 asks, how many stories is this building as a whole? If this dwelling is in an apartment building or block of units, count the number of stories for the whole building. Don't count levels below ground, split levels or mezzanine floors. Response options are one story, single level, two or three stories, four, five or six stories, seven, eight or nine stories, 10 or more stories. Question 6. Question 6 asks, do you, or anyone else who lives here, response options are, hold this dwelling in a family trust. Go to 10, own or partly own this dwelling, with or without a mortgage. Go to 10, or, neither of these, for example renting, go to 7. A text bubble contains the words see the guide notes for help. Question 7. Question 7 asks, if nobody who lives here owns this dwelling, who owns it? Response options are, private person, trust or business, local authority or city council, kāinga or rā, formerly Housing New Zealand, iwi, hapū or Māori Land Trust, other community housing provider, other state-owned corporation or state-owned enterprise, or government department or ministry, don't know. Question 8. Question 8 asks, does this household pay rent to an owner, or to their agent, for this dwelling? Response options are, yes, go to 9, no, go to 11. Question 9. Question 9 asks, how much rent, to the nearest dollar, does this household pay to the owner, or to their agent, for this dwelling? Dollar sign and free text boxes, followed by tick box response options, each week, each 2-week period, each 4-week period, each calendar month, other. Please print the period between rent payments below. Free text box for response. For all options, go to 11. Question 10. Question 10 asks, are mortgage payments made for this dwelling by either someone living here or by a family trust of someone living here? Response options are, yes, no, don't know. Question 11. Question 11 asks, for each type of room listed below, count the number in this dwelling. Print the number for each type of room in this dwelling. If this dwelling has no rooms of that type, print 0. Count any open plan rooms as separate rooms. For example, a kitchen dining room is 2 separate rooms. Response is 2 blank boxes to write in number of types of room for each of the following types of room. Bedrooms, including any sleepouts furnished as bedrooms, lounges, living rooms, or family rooms, dining rooms, kitchens, conservatories you can sit in, studies, studios, hobby rooms. Question 12. Question 12 asks, mark as many spaces as you need to show which types of heating are used most often in this dwelling. Response options are, heat pump, electric heater, including bar, panel, oil-filled or fan, fixed gas heater, portable gas heater, wood burner, pellet fire, coal burner, other. Print the type of heating used below, or, don't use any form of heating. Question 13. Question 13 asks, mark as many spaces as you need to show which of these are available here in this dwelling. Don't include anything that is disconnected or broken, anything that can be used only for work. Response options are, a cell phone / mobile phone, a telephone, internet access, or, none of these. Question 14. Question 14 asks, how many motor vehicles, not counting motorbikes or scooters, do the people who live here have available for their use? Don't include vehicles that belong to visitors, vehicles that this household borrows occasionally from another household, vehicles that can be used only for work or only on the farm. Response options are, none, 1, 2, or, 2 blank boxes to write in number of motor vehicles. Question 15. Question 15 asks, is this dwelling damp? A damp dwelling may feel or smell damp or have damp patches on the walls, ceiling, floor or window frames. Response options are, yes, always, yes, sometimes, no, or, don't know. Question 16. Question 16 asks, can you see mold in any part of this dwelling that, in total, is larger than an A4 sheet of paper? Mold, mildew, may grow on the walls, ceiling, floor, doors, window frames, curtains or blinds. Mold can be black, white, green, brown, red, etc. An A4 sheet is the size of one page of this form. Response options are, yes, always, yes, sometimes, no, or, don't know. Question 17. Question 17 asks, which of these things are available here in this dwelling? Don't include anything that is disconnected or broken. Response options are, cooking facilities, tap water that is safe to drink, kitchen sink, fridge, bath or shower, toilet, electricity supply, or, none of these are available here in this dwelling. Question 18. Question 18 asks, starting with yourself as person 1, list all the people, including babies, children, and visitors, who are staying here in this dwelling on the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023. Then answer the questions about each person, and how they are related to you. A text bubble contains the words, if there are more than 8 people staying in this dwelling on census night, call 0800-CENSUS, 0800-236-787, for a continuation form. Person 1, asks first names, and free text boxes for response, family name, and free text boxes for response, your age, and free text boxes for response, what is your gender? With response options, male, female, another gender, a text bubble contains the words, remember to list any babies. If a baby is aged under 1 year, give their ages 0. Person 2, asks first names and free text boxes for response, family name and free text boxes for response, this person's age and free text boxes for response, what is this person's gender, with response options, male, female, another gender, person 2 is, with response options, my spouse or partner, my parent, for example mother, my child, for example daughter, my sibling, for example brother, my grandparent, my grandchild, my flatmate, other. Please state below, free text box for response. This format continues so that information can be added for up to 8 people on the paper dwelling form. If more than 8 people need to be included, the paper continuation form is used to list the name, age, gender and relationship to you as the person completing the dwelling form. Please note that if you are completing the census online, you will complete a household setup form at the very beginning of the process. Each person staying at your address on the 7th of March 2023 is added using an add person function. The household setup form generates the online dwelling form for the address and an individual form for each person that has been listed. Question 19. Question 19 asks, will everyone who usually lives in this dwelling be staying here on the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023? Don't count as usually living here, university or other tertiary students who live somewhere else for most of the year. Count as usually living here, children away at boarding school, people who are away on holiday, away for work, in hospital for a short time, etc. Response options are, yes, go to 22, no, go to 20. Question 20. Question 20 asks, how many people who usually live here won't be filling in an individual form here? How many? 2 boxes for free text response. Question 21. Question 21 asks, please list everyone who won't be filling in an individual form here in this dwelling, and won't have one filled in for them here, and answer the questions about them. Absent person 1, asks first names, and free text boxes for response, family name, and free text boxes for response, this person's age, and free text boxes for response, what is this person's gender, with response options, male, female, another gender, this person is, with response options, my spouse or partner, my parent, for example mother, my child, for example daughter, my sibling, for example brother, my grandparent, my grandchild, my flatmate, other. Please state below, free text box for response. Is this person in New Zealand on the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023? With response options, yes, no. If this person is not in New Zealand, how long in total are they away from New Zealand? With response options, less than 12 months, 12 months or more. Absent person 2, asks first names, and free text boxes for response, family name, and free text boxes for response, this person's age, and free text boxes for response, what is this person's gender, with response options, male, female, another gender, this person is, with response options, my spouse or partner, my parent, for example mother, my child, for example daughter, my sibling, for example brother, my grandparent, my grandchild, my flatmate, other. Please state below, is this person in New Zealand on the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023? With response options, yes, no. If this person is not in New Zealand, how long in total are they away from New Zealand? With response options, less than 12 months, 12 months or more. This format continues and so you can write information for up to 4 absent people. Question 22. Question 22 asks, please check your answers before you sign. By signing this form you are declaring that the information given is true and complete. Yes, I declare that the information is true and complete. Please sign here, free text box for response. Thank you for your time and effort. www.census.govt.nz Free phone helpline 0800 census 0800 236 787 Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 17th of January 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.